Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For historian Doris Kearns Goodwin, the death of Senator Kennedy marks more than the passing of an era. The Pulitzer Prize-winning biographer has also been a longtime Kennedy friend. Doris Kearns Goodwin, thank you very much for speaking with us live this morning. You're at the Kennedy Library, and we appreciate a few minutes of your time.
I'm very glad to be with you.
You're there as one of the many people, the friends, the Kennedy staff members, the former staff members, specifically asked by the Kennedy family to help keep vigil over the senator. And I'm wondering if you might share with us this morning what Ted Kennedy has meant to you in your life, both professionally and personally.
Well, I've known him for probably over 35 years. My husband, of course, worked in the White House with President Kennedy, was with Bobby when he died, and then was very close to Teddy Kennedy, who was at our wedding. We've spent vacations with him. And, you know, I think the extraordinary thing about him, when you think of that long life, is the way it's really hit individual people in their daily goings about. There's a real personal bond that you can feel even out here today at the Kennedy Library. You know, so many of these people who also love Jack and Bobby, but probably never saw him, only saw either one of them through the power of television. A lot of these people here today have actually seen Teddy. They've had some dealings with him, or the legislation that he sponsored has affected them, giving them children's health insurance, helping to get the right to vote, letting them take family and medical leave when something happened in the family, or people who are gay, knowing that he helped with them, disabilities, helping with those rights. In a certain sense, a senator, it showed, could have even more power in some ways than presidents in making different changes in people's daily lives. And you feel that in the emotion of these people today.
Ted Kennedy, who achieved so much as a senator, authoring over 2,500 bills in the Senate, passing hundreds of them, had some personal failings, some rough years. And I'm wondering, as a biographer, how would you characterize, or how do you think his life and legacy will be characterized?
You know, I keep coming back to the great quote by Ernest Hemingway, where he said, "Everyone is broken by life, and afterward, many are strong in the broken places." I mean, there's no question that Teddy Kennedy was broken by life, both in terms of the deaths in his family, but also in terms of problems of his own making. And I think, however, if you look at the long life now, and it was so encouraging to hear for him that he felt a sense of peace with himself in these last months, knowing he was going to die, feeling that he'd had a long and productive life. There must have been moments in that life when it wasn't clear that it was going to end up in such a positive balance. And I guess that's what you ask of things. You know, there are certainly things he would have regretted, things that all of us would have regretted for him. But in the long run, the balance is so much on the positive side. And to be able to go to your death feeling that way, it's probably a very comforting feeling for him and for his family.
We've been hearing a lot of people, both commentators and people in line or just lining the route where the motorcade passed yesterday, speak of the end of an era, that Ted Kennedy's death signals a farewell to Camelot. Do you think that's so?
Well, I do think it's the end of the story that really captivated so many people's minds and hearts, starting with Jack Kennedy and Jackie, the death of Jack, Bobby taking over, the death of Bobby, the whole 60s, and then Teddy becoming the mantle for the Kennedy family. That original family, that story is drawing to a close. Surely there are enough young people in the next generation and the generation after that who are going to be involved in public life in one way or another, and one or more of them may rise to perhaps public office, Senate, maybe even someday a presidency. It's still going to be their own story, though. It's a different story from the original Kennedy story.
You're talking about the Kennedy family now, because I think you are. Kennedy's son, Patrick, the Rhode Island congressman, is the only Kennedy now holding public office. Many of the younger Kennedys are, as you observe, very active in social causes. What's the family's path?
Well,
from
you know,
this point.
It's interesting what you say, because I remember some years ago seeing a cartoon where they said when you got to call the roll call in the Congress and you got to the K's, they'd be just saying Kennedy, 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 Kennedy. And it didn't happen that way. As we were just saying, a lot of those younger generation people went in to serve in other ways, as environmental lawyers, as documentary filmmakers, in philanthropy, and volunteer nonprofit organizations. But my guess is that the family DNA has been so much in public life They've been around election. I mean, Joe Kennedy here in Massachusetts has the charisma, has the talent, has the possibilities, I think, of becoming one of the contenders perhaps for the Senate up here. There is Patrick, as you say, who's already in the Congress. There's Chris out in Illinois. They will be heard from. It still will be, however, their own story as opposed to the story that we've all been a part of, which I think is now having its final chapter.
Historian Doris Kearns Goodwin speaking with us from the Kennedy Library this morning, where the senator's body lies in repose. Thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
I'm very glad to be with you. You take care.
Doris Kearns Goodwin is author of many books, including biographies of Abraham Lincoln, the Roosevelts, and Lyndon Johnson.